Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 12, 22 to 31. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 31. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well." My theme for reflection is a question: worry or wonder? Worry or wonder? A friend once told me that worrying is like sitting in a rocking chair. You move a lot, but you don't get anywhere. It struck me as the perfect picture of how we often live: restless, rocking back and forth in our own heads, but never moving an inch closer to peace. As we step into the first day of October, perhaps with a hint of autumn crispness in the air, it is worth asking, what shall I choose this month, worry or wonder? When Jesus says in Luke 12, "Do not worry about your life," he is not speaking to people with tidy pensions, central heating, and online grocery deliveries. He is speaking to the powerless, the poor, and the persecuted. His first hearers lived under Roman occupation, on the knife edge of survival. And yet to them he said, "Look at the birds, look at the flowers. Your Father knows what you need. Seek his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you." Psychology today echoes what Jesus knew then. Chronic worry corrodes the soul. Cognitive behavioral therapy identifies something called catastrophizing, the tendency to imagine the worst possible outcome in any situation. A single worry multiplies into many. The unpaid bill becomes bankruptcy. The cough becomes terminal illness, and awkward silence becomes permanent rejection. In the end, worry does not prepare us for trouble. It doubles it. As the psychologist Robert Leahy puts it, when we worry, we suffer twice. Once in imagination and once in reality, if it ever comes. Jesus knew this truth long before psychologists named it. "Can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?" he asks. If anything, worry shortens our lives rather than lengthens them. The heart of Jesus' teaching here is not denial of reality, but a reorientation of perspective. He does not say there are no problems. He says there is a greater priority: seek his kingdom. In other words, live with God's reign and God's care as the defining horizon of your life. Birds still work to find food, but they do not hoard or panic. Flowers still endure seasons of sun and frost, but they do not spin themselves into anxiety. They are simply sustained by God's provision. And if creation is sustained, how much more will we be? This perspective invites us to see October not as a month of looming winter, of darker nights and heavier skies, but as a month of trust. Trust that God holds us, feeds us, clothes us, and leads us. As Rowan Williams once wrote, faith is not about choosing between certainty and doubt. It is about learning to relax into the knowledge that God is God and we are not. That relaxation is not laziness, it is freedom. The freedom to step out of the rocking chair of worry and walk in the wonder of God's care. So today, let us resolve not to let worry be our constant companion. Instead, let us seek the kingdom. That might mean turning off the endless scroll of bad news and turning toward a neighbor in need. It might mean choosing gratitude over complaint, laughter over fear, prayer over panic. It might mean quite simply choosing to believe that God is already in tomorrow. Before we arrive there are two questions for reflection. Number one, what worries are rocking me back and forth without moving me forward, and how can I entrust them to God? Number two, how might seeking God's kingdom through prayer, service, or trust reshape my perspective on today's challenges? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take one persistent worry and write it down. Place it physically inside your Bible at Luke 12:22-31 as a symbolic act of giving it into God's hands. Each time the worry returns, remind yourself, "My Father knows what I need." Loving Father, you clothe the flowers of the field and feed the birds of the air. Teach us not to waste our days in worry, but to rest in your care. Free us from the rocking chair of anxiety and set us walking in the path of your kingdom. Give us the grace to seek you first, the courage to trust you daily, and the joy to live lightly, knowing that our lives are held in your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.